This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The world's biggest meat producer is coming back online Wednesday after a weekend cyber attack. JBS expects to have nearly all of its processing plants running again across the country, in Australia and Canada. The company is saying it's not sparing any resources to fight the threat. Cybersecurity expert Dave Kennedy says U.S. companies should be on high alert.
What's happening is you have companies that aren't taking cybersecurity necessarily seriously that control critical infrastructure. And then you have, you know, the sophistication level continuously raising by these organized crime groups that continue to grow.
Israel is planning to ask the Pentagon for $1 billion this week to upgrade its missile defense system. That word came from Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, who's visiting the Middle Eastern country. He's also inspecting damage from 11 days of rocket attacks from the terrorist group Hamas. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Democrats hold a seat in a special election.
In a special election Tuesday, Democrat Melanie Stansbury won the New Mexico congressional seat left vacant when Deb Haaland became the Secretary of the Interior. Stansbury, a New Mexico state representative, defeated Republican State Senator Mark Moores, with multiple news organizations calling the race for Stansbury. New Mexico's first congressional district, which includes most of Albuquerque, has been represented by a Democrat since 2009. The race extends the Democrats' slim majority in the House, 220 to 211, with four seats still vacant. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Donald Trump Jr. is accusing New York Attorney General Lolita James of leading a political persecution against her father, former President Donald Trump, with her office's investigation of the Trump Organization. James' office announced in May they were investigating the Trump Organization, although no mention of any specific crimes that were being investigated. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
President Biden announced on Tuesday he plans to narrow the wealth gap among minorities. Biden unveiling his plan on Tuesday in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where he met with survivors of the city's 1921 race massacre. The massacre gaining attention in recent years after being an often overlooked instance of racism and violence. When it comes to the debate between equality and equity, former Oklahoma Republican Congressman T.W. Shannon tells Fox News,
equal opportunity does not mean equal outcomes. You know, we all come to this great country with different backgrounds. We come from different socioeconomic opportunities. But when you look at what's being proposed by the left, this idea of socialism, you know, they talk about closing the wealth gap. Well, the problem with closing the wealth gap the way the left wants to do it is they want to make everybody else poor, but that does nothing for the guy who's already poor. What we ought to do is try to break the chains of generational poverty, and the only way to do that is through capitalism. Capital is a coward. It will not flow, John, to a hostile environment. And unfortunately, President Biden is proposing corporate tax rates that are higher than even communist China. So if we really want to move the African-American community forward, like in places like in Greenwood, it starts with job opportunity. The best social program in the world is a good-paying job.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1935 when Babe Ruth, one of the greatest baseball players in the history of the game, retires. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Hey, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Dr. Jim Dennison joins us. He's the co-founder, visionary of the Dennison Forum, pastor, author, and podcaster. And he shares it all from a biblical worldview. So needless to say, this is why we're joined at the hip, and we love getting together on just about every week to talk about the issues of our culture that you need to be aware of. And as we say, and as the old pastor and theologian would say, that he never went to the pulpit without the newspaper in one hand and the Bible in the other. That just makes a lot of common sense to me, Dr. Jim.
Absolutely, Bill. That's why I'm so glad to be on with you. That was Billy Graham's model. In fact, there's this marvelous picture of him during the Los Angeles Crusade when it was going on days and weeks beyond what they planned. And he's in his hotel room with the newspaper spread out on the bed and his Bible over here taking notes over there so that he could speak God's word to the issues of the day. That's our call as well.
You know, your article about the Tulsa race massacre reminded me, and this came up earlier this morning in a discussion, and that is, you know, with all that we're hearing about the critical race theory, and I'm just saying, wait a minute, maybe we should pause here for just a moment. I'm not one necessarily to embrace it, but there is a reason that it is coming up. The fact that you do have some people saying, look, there's parts of our history that haven't been addressed. Yesterday, the president was there in Tulsa for the anniversary, the 100th year anniversary of the Tulsa race massacre. And this is just one of, you know, we would probably say millions of stories that go underreported that people do not know about. And when you have a society or a part of the culture that feels that, you know, they're being marginalized and certain parts of their history are not being reported well, that, you know, it adds credence to the systemic racism idea that's been flowing through our culture. And I'm saying that, look, at the history of America is such that we shouldn't be afraid you know, to have these debates and discussions and think about, okay, what is it at the end of the day that people are addressing here that should be incorporated as we continue to strive, as our founding fathers said, you know, to move toward that more perfect union. Is that fair?
Absolutely fair, I believe. In fact, I believe the president was right yesterday when he said that strong nations are able to look at their dark chapters. They're able to look at their history together. We don't deny this. We don't try to paint it over. We absolutely have to go back and deal with it. And the systemic issues that exist today are very real. I have black friends who talk to me about what it's like to walk into a pharmacy and be followed around up and down the hallways there because of the assumption that they're going to steal. I know one who tells his children when they walk home to walk on the street street, because if they walk on the sidewalk, somebody is going to call the police. I have a good friend whose daughter was knocking on doors in my neighborhood, Bill. She was selling tickets to a Christian play. Somebody called the police on her. And he had to go and explain to the police what his daughter was doing selling tickets to a Christian play. Yeah. These are real issues. I'm not saying that CRT is the right answer, but it certainly exposes the fact that there are systemic issues that we have not addressed as effectively as we should.
Well, that and also a breakdown in civility and respect. I don't know if you saw the video in New York of this one man, obviously, has mental issues. He's been arrested 40 times, supposedly. He knocks out this Asian woman. He just knocks her out. I mean, she's just walking about her business, and he comes and just puts a hailmaker on her. And, you know, this kind of stuff that is happening in our society, we all have to be outraged as a corporate entity, as a unified people, because this seems to be given more and more place these days with the lawlessness that's been happening, crime rates going up, shootings, all this stuff. It really speaks, Jim, of the hearts of men. Our hearts have gotten hard, and we have to pray that the Holy Spirit would hover, just like the Holy Spirit did in Genesis 1, over the chaos. They would hover over the hard hearts of the people, not just here in America. This is happening around the world, this sense of this displacement. I mean, you think of you know, what's happening in China with the Uyghurs, and here they are incarcerated the way they are, and body parts being removed. You know, they're harvesting their organs because they see that they have no other value than, you know, just body parts. I mean, this is disgusting, and it says a lot about where we are as a planetary entity, as a people on this planet, that we would do such horrendous things to someone made in the image of God.
And that's the point, Bill. You brought us exactly to the point. We've lost the sanctity of life. We've lost the sense that we're all created by God in his image and likeness, and therefore each person has infinite worth because we're created with that kind of worth. When you lose that, when you lose the idea that the Bible is objectively true, and so truth is personal, whatever you make it to be, then everybody's a means to your end. Everybody's a means to your own personal authenticity, whatever that looks like. They're a means to your own personal flourishing and this existentialist kind of self-centered culture. And now we're seeing the consequences of that all the decades since. We started moving in this direction and believing all this, whether it's the Uyghurs and organ harvesting, or whether it's an Asian that I think is a threat to me just because she's an Asian, or whatever it is. I'm going to blame other people for my problems, for my own sin, and this is only going to continue to get worse until we come back to what you said, to the place that we understand every person created by God, loved by God, they should be loved by us.
Yeah, without a doubt. And of course, we haven't even brought up the issue of abortion. You know, that to me is such a key linchpin and indication of our lack of respect for life. When we have we've killed in America alone over 60,000 babies, I mean 60 million babies, and then somebody else was reporting to me yesterday, an expert from China, the abortion rates there in China is through the roof. And even though right now what they're doing is they're expanding the child, you know, the amount of children they can have, going from 2 to 3, but this person maintains that, well, number 4 is gone. Number 5's gone. Anything after 3 is gone, just like anything after 2. So what's the big difference? They're still going to have forced abortions going on in China.
And they are. And that's because they take an additional step there. In our culture, it's all about you do whatever you want. In their culture, it's all about the state.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, you're a means to the end of the party and the state. And in this Marxist ideology of this class struggle, individuals don't matter nearly as much as the state does. So the state can tell you how many children to have in terms of what benefits them, what benefits the party and the state. Again, we've lost the sense of what God says about us and who God says we are. Abortion is unthinkable if you understand the sanctity of life. Euthanasia is unthinkable if you understand the sanctity of life. We've lost the foundation, and we shouldn't be surprised as the house begins to crumble.
Without a doubt. And it's the hardness of our hearts, ladies and gentlemen. And our prayer is that our hearts would soften and hear the voice of the Lord. If this is the day that you need to hear God's voice, may you not harden your hearts. but may it be open to hear the voice of God, that we would turn to Him, turn from our wicked ways, because He's right there for us, Jim. He wants us back. He wants His creation back with Him, that He might heal us and heal our land.
He's waiting. He's like that father waiting for the prodigal to come home.
Yeah.
If we'll take the first step, he'll take the others.
He's the co-founder and visionary of the Dennison Forum. Dr. Jim Dennison is with us, and we'll continue after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be His Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Hey, I say enough of looking for it, go be one. Be a revival of one. That's the invitation, ladies and gentlemen. We can be that difference, and it's incredible what happens, you know, with the power of one, a power of one person with faith. We've seen this happen time and time again. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're talking with Dr. Jim Dennison, the founder and visionary, I should say co-founder and visionary of the Dennison Forum. Jim, you wrote about B.J. Gomez and Gavin McLeod, both men I had met, and, I met my early disc jockey years with B.J. Thomas. He was such a hoot. He was quite a character. In fact, as things would work out, we just interviewed him last year when he was celebrating 50 years of Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. And what a transformation that he went through. And I reminded him when I met him, was at Knott's Berry Farm in Buena Park, California, and I was doing an interview with him. And he was so funny. He would act like he's talking Spanish, and he would just speak this gibberish, you know, something between tongues and some other thing, you know, but I'm sure it wasn't tongues. Because he even admitted, he apologized. He goes, oh, my gosh, you know, here you are. You're Hispanic, and I'm sorry. I hope I didn't insult you. I don't, you know, kind of deal. And I said, no, you were a hoot. You were funny. I didn't take any insult from that. But he was quite the character. But it was really special to think that we were one of the last people to interview him before his passing.
That's remarkable. And what a great relationship God gave you to be able to share that with the rest of us as well.
Yeah.
And this was really a remarkable transformation. I'm old enough, Bill, to remember those days. I remember when he was in the pop culture. I remember the theme song that, let's see, it was Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head in the movie.
Butch Cassidy.
There you go.
Exactly.
Very famous in the culture. But struggling with alcoholism, his marriage was in difficulty, his wife came to Christ, then he came to Christ, and the transformation, as you know, was remarkable. It was absolutely dramatic. Moved into Christian music, wrote a book about all of this, became a great example of the culture, of the difference Jesus will make in a life that's totally his.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I'll never forget a song that he did for his father, which was one that really opened the door for him. You know, I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry, the old Hank Williams classic. And his artistry on that song was just absolutely brilliant. And I remember when I first heard that and I played that, I thought, wow, this guy is real special. And look at his staying power and the career that he enjoyed. But certainly our hearts are out to his family and his wife, you know, for the loss of this incredible, incredible artist. And it was amazing because when we talked in July, it was, you know, here he was getting ready to go back on tour again, even though he had been diagnosed with lung cancer. But it came upon him pretty quick. I mean, you know, because what, about 6 months, 7 months later, he's gone.
Yeah, and at a young age, as we would understand that today. Actually, died in Arlington, Texas, which is close to where I am in Dallas today.
Uh-huh.
But even to the very end, his life, his faith, the vibrancy of his faith, the humor of his life.
Yes.
It's such an example that Jesus is not the kind of religious leader a lot of the culture thinks he is. He's not this kind of cosmic killjoy. He wants you to have an abundant life, a life filled with joy and peace and the kind of abundance that only Jesus can offer, a life that's fully his.
Yeah. And fortunately for B.J. Thomas, he lived out God's redemption plan, you know, for his life. And, oh, my goodness, what a story he tells. You also wrote about Gavin McLeod, who I met, how many years ago? This was probably 30 years ago. He was at Jack Hayford's church when I met him. I was there visiting and I had the privilege to meet him. And I think he came by the radio station. I was at an L.A. radio station at the time. And he stopped by. And, of course, you know, talk about just a really special, respectful individual. I mean, somebody that could, you know, needed that we need in the culture today as an example of civility and respect.
Absolutely true, really his whole life, but especially when we came to Christ. And as you know, Jack Hayford's ministry was vital to that, was really central to all of that. So he was a very well-known actor already. He'd been on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. He'd been on Love Boat. In the midst of all of that, he got engaged in some what he called New Age kind of ideas back in the 70s. He'd already divorced his first wife. He and his second wife, Patty, were engaged in all of this. He just decided he wanted to live life on his own, that he really didn't need anybody but himself. So he divorced Patty. His life. life still, though, as he writes in his autobiography that I read over the weekend, was incredibly unfulfilled, this openness, this hole in his soul. And so he reached out to the Lord when his mother was going through surgery, and the Lord told him to call Patty, his second wife, now ex-wife. He reached out to her. She had come to faith in Christ. She helped him solidify his relationship with Jesus. Jack Hayford's ministry was critical to that. And they remarried. It's a wonderful story.
Yes.
He wrote his autobiography in 2013 literally to tell this story. And he calls himself an ambassador for Jesus. And he was all the way to the end of his life last weekend.
Wow. So cool. So great stories there. And you know, one to remember and share, B.J. Thomas, Gavin McLeod, great, great column on that. Highly recommend that you read that there at the Denison Forum at the website. And you also have a story here, and I love this sweet story. I mean, here we are on the hills of, you know, Memorial Day, and a day that I hold in such regard, Jim, maybe because, you know, my dad was a vet, a World War II vet, three of his sons, including myself, served in the military. And, you know, when it comes to Memorial Day, and I've told the audience very, very vulnerably and transparently that I've always struggled with the salutation of Happy Memorial Day. I just think it's much more than that. It's much more than hot dogs and family get-togethers, that it really needs to be set aside almost like a Sabbath day in honoring God, that it's so revered and honored that our focus is on those that we want to honor, and those are the ones that paid the ultimate price. They and their families to this day until the day they die, will continue to have that ache in their heart, that sense of, you know, somebody in the family missing, and they should be so honored for, you know, giving their life for liberty that we enjoy.
Absolutely true. And I couldn't agree more. I hate, actually, that Memorial Day is seen as the start to summer. It's a three-day weekend, all that. For all the years, as you know, it was on May 30th, whenever that day happened to fall. 1968, Congress passed the Uniform Monday Holiday Act, making it a three-day weekend starting in 1971. Bill, I wish you'd go back to May 30th, whenever that is. So it wouldn't necessarily be tied to a three-day holiday. It wouldn't be tied to the start of summer. It could have the standalone observance it needs. I wrote on that recently, and I talked about how Israel honors their heroes. I've been in Israel on their Memorial Day. I have seen the entire nation shut down at 8 p.m. with a siren across the entire country, and then at 11 o'clock the next morning. Their television shows only display on their Memorial Day the names and ranks of soldiers who died for Israel. 24-hour TV broadcast, memorial candles lit in homes, schools, synagogues, army camps, public places, flags lowered to half-mast. They do it right. That's how we should do it.
Could you imagine
gratitude?
Yeah. Wow. Yes. Could you imagine if we did that like that? In fact, I just visited with the former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, David Rubin, and he relates so often. There's so much that America, he grew up in New York and he lives in Israel now. And he says there's so much that America could learn from Israel, even how they handled COVID, how they've been dealing with, enemy forces and this sort of thing. They've experienced so many things that I think that America could benefit from.
Absolutely. In fact, when I take people over, I've led more than 30 study tours to Israel over the years. So one of the things my American friends always say is, how can we be more like Israel? Why can't we be more like Israel? Now, they have some advantages in some ways. They're much smaller than we are, all those sorts of things. But what you just said is exactly what we can learn from their technological advancement, their cultural solidarity, Bill. Regardless, across the board, there is a cultural hegemony there and a commitment to each other. And Memorial Day is an example of what we as Americans could so desperately learn from them.
You know, the one thing that surprised me when the mayor had shared with me, he goes, well, you know, Israel was a socialist nation, you know, for 30 years. I had forgotten that, frankly. And so much of what they've experienced, even what they're experiencing right now in terms of inner forces, Arab influence into their governmental process, sounds a lot like America these days. It's quite fascinating to see how that will work out. But, of course, you know, hey, this is God's chosen people and his chosen land. That I believe America might be number two in God's choice. And, you know, we'll have to keep an eye and see how that works out. Of course, we know who wins in the end, don't we?
Absolutely. There's only one king. And there's...
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.5% with a 2.64% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.5% with a 2.64% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts $500,000 and greater. 1.72 discount points apply. Rates subject to change. Need credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The world's biggest meat producer is coming back online Wednesday after a weekend cyber attack. JBS expects to have nearly all of its processing plants running again across the country, in Australia and Canada. The company is saying it's not sparing any resources to fight the threat. Cybersecurity expert Dave Kennedy says U.S. companies should be on high alert.
What's happening is you have companies that aren't taking cybersecurity necessarily seriously that control critical infrastructure. And then you have, you know, the sophistication level continuously raising by these organized crime groups that continue to grow.
Israel is planning to ask the Pentagon for $1 billion this week to upgrade its missile defense system. That word came from Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, who's visiting the Middle Eastern country. He's also inspecting damage from 11 days of rocket attacks from the terrorist group Hamas. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. You know, when you see celebrities on TV and in movies, have you ever wondered what they do to get such a beautiful smile? Their teeth are so bright, huh? Kind of make you a little envious there sometimes. Well, here to share some of those celebrity secrets is the dentist to the stars known as the Queen of Smiles herself. Dr. Catrice Austin joins us. Dr. Austin is teaming up with Listerine to share why it's more important than ever to maintain a strong oral health routine and a clean mouth this summer. She's the author of The Ultimate Guide to Improving Your Image with Your Greatest Asset, Your Smile. Dr. Catrice, welcome. Welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific, and I know you are. I can hear it in your voice, and we're eager to, you know, give everybody the inside track here and how they can, you know, have a beautiful smile like these celebrities we see on TV. So what can we do to get that smile?
Listen, I have been working with celebrities for the last 24 years, and you don't have to be envious of the celebs. You can have a celebrity smile, too. All you have to do is just make sure your teeth are clean and healthy. And that really comes from having a strong and consistent routine, Bill. Listen, I call this like a smile workout. You're going to work out your smile twice a day. You're going to brush twice a day for two 2 whole minutes. You're going to floss. And then you're going to finish up this routine with a strong program by rinsing your mouth twice a day. I recommend that you use Listerine Cool Mint Antiseptic Mouthwash because it's going to give you a full mouth clean. Bill, you just rinse with it twice a day for 30 seconds, and you're going to have that 24-hour germ protection to have that clean, healthy smile just like the celebrities.
Well, I can tell you, I've been using Listerine all my broadcasting life for obvious reasons because, you know, your throat sometimes you can kind of feel something coming on. And I don't know, it works for me and it keeps me out of trouble. And, you know, it stops, you know, what could be a cold or whatever, God only knows. But not to mention the fact that, as you say, it is an important part of oral health. And explain to our audience why swishing is an important part of good oral health.
Well, swishing is so important because when you use an effective mouthwash, it's going to help you clean your entire mouth and kill those germs that can cause gingivitis. A lot of people think just by brushing alone that they're doing enough, but you'd be surprised to learn that brushing only reaches 25% of your mouth. But when you swish with Listerine Cool Mint Antiseptic Mouthwash twice a day for 30 seconds, it's going to kill 99.9% of those germs that lead to the plaque buildup, the bad breath, and gingivitis.
25%. I had never heard that number before. You see, I'm learning things every day, and Dr. Catrice, you're awesome. Thank you. So how important is a great smile for self-esteem?
You know, I like to say that one of the first things that people will notice about you is your smile. And, Bill, you know, we're in this virtual world now, and having a confident smile is more important than ever for your self-esteem. And a part of that confidence really comes from knowing that your gums are healthy, your teeth are strong, and that you have no cavities. So if you want to strengthen your teeth and fight those cavities, I recommend that you use Listerine Strong Teeth Anti-Cavity Fluoride Mouthwash. You're going to use it twice a day for 1 minute. It's going to strengthen your teeth 50% better than just brushing alone, Bill.
Well, we're talking with Dr. Catrice Austin. I mean, she's had a passion for dentistry. Even as a young girl at 15, while visiting the orthodontist for braces, she was even voted a prettiest smile in 1988 at Flint Central High School in Michigan, where she received her diploma that same year. You know, Catrice, it's just been your natural passion, oral health and encouraging other people as you do. And of course, here you are. You're a walking testament of what a bright smile can mean and how you light up a room and you encourage people just by looking at them. You know, that's something special.
I love my job, Bill. I really do.
I can tell. So what are some questions to ask your dentist during a regularly scheduled visit?
When you see your dentist twice a year, you want to bring to them some of the things that may have been bothering you if you have any problems. They're going to do an exam and they're going to do x-rays. You know, you want to ask them, did they find anything that's significant? Do you need any treatment in your mouth? You know, also ask, what can I do better at home to improve my oral health? You know, we want to go to the dentist and get a good, like an A, 5 stars. And you can
right,
also,
exactly.
Yeah, and for the people who drink coffee and tea, ask what you can do to improve the color and the health of your smile. You just want to be proactive with your dentist and your oral care, and you'll be in good shape.
Well, you brought up a good question. Okay, what about for those of us who drink coffee and tea? What do you recommend?
Well, it really goes back to having a good daily routine, brushing twice a day for 2 minutes. You know, sometimes we're in a hurry. We don't brush the full 2 minutes. A lot of people blow it by not flossing. And again, when you rinse that bacteria off your mouth, it's going to strengthen your teeth and give you a bright smile and make sure that your smile is healthy and clean and white.
You know, Dr. Catrice, I've heard dentists say that flossing is so important that if they couldn't brush their teeth, they want to at least to floss. That's how significant they believe flossing to be. Is that how you feel?
I totally feel. I think a lot of people, this is where they blow it, because when you're not flossing, you're not cleaning below the gums. You're not cleaning 100% of your mouth, you're leaving that bacteria below the gums. And what will happen is eventually your teeth will get loose. You'll possibly lose your teeth because you're not getting rid of all that bacteria. So, again, brushing, flossing twice a day and rinsing twice a day with an effective product like Listerine Cool Mint Antiseptic Mouthwash will help you get rid of 100% of, let's say, most of the bacteria in your mouth. But that flossing is...
Yeah, when you talk... Right. And when you talk about swishing with Listerine, that is so important because, you know, a lot of us, we don't quite realize, you know, how many germs are in our mouth that we carry with us. And this is why even brushing our teeth, and maybe some people say, look, I'm pretty good about brushing once a day. Well, we just need to up our game here a little bit. I mean, this is, we've just come off of, 15, 16 months of, increase in sensitivity to our hygiene and everything. And we need to up our game as well when it comes to our teeth, right?
Yeah, because that plaque that forms in your teeth constantly, 24 hours a day, is nothing but bacteria. And if you don't kill these germs, you're going to see that you're going to develop gum disease and other problems. And here's how you know that you have gum disease. You're going to have bleeding gums. You're going to have red gums. Your gums may be tender. These are the ways that you know that you have gum disease. And if you just choose the right product, like Listerine Cool Mint Antiseptic Mouthwash, it is proven clinically to have oral health benefits. You are going to protect your smile from the things that can happen to you. We don't want these bad things. We want you to have your teeth for a lifetime, and this product can help
exactly.
You do that.
Well, without a doubt, healthy teeth, it's a healthy body, it's a healthy you, and of course, a bright smile, you can light up a room just like Dr. Catrice, why not? We're talking with Dr. Catrice Austin. We've got an extra minute here, Dr. Catrice, and I just wanted to, summarize again what we can do to have a smile just like those celebrities that we see on TV.
Listen, you guys need to work out those smiles twice a day, every day. Brush twice a day. I love a sonic toothbrush or a soft bristle toothbrush. Floss twice a day. You could use the string floss. You could use a water flosser. And definitely make sure that you're rinsing so that you clean your entire mouth, not just 25% twice a day, by using a product like Listerine Cool Mint Antiseptic Mouthwash, and you will be off to having a celebrity smile in 2021.
Here we go. Where can people go for more information about improving their oral health, Dr. Catrice Austin?
For more information, you can go to Listerine.com. They have great tips that can keep your smile healthy and great throughout the year.
Thank you, Dr. Catrice. Appreciate the time. Great advice.
So, thank you so much.
Sheila, we need to set up Johnson's quarterly review.
Janowski Investments keeps portfolios profitable, but a double client base calls for double the advisors.
Hello. Hi, Janet. I'm so sorry. Pulling up your portfolio right now. Give me a sec.
Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
This report is brought to you by BioMarin. Achondroplasia, the most common form of dwarfism, is a progressive and lifelong rare condition associated with serious health conditions. Chandler Cruz is an advocate born with achondroplasia. In 2018, she founded the Chandler Project, a nonprofit connecting people with dwarfism to resources and community. In 2010, at 16, she underwent a series of limb-lengthening surgeries to correct severe bowing in her legs. The limited treatment landscape propelled her to create a conference where future generations could hear directly from researchers and drug developers.
Beyond disproportionate short stature, achondroplasia can cause a host of serious health complications. I believe everyone with achondroplasia should have access to information regarding all treatment options and the latest research.
The Chandler Project's third annual Achondroplasia Research Conference will be held in person and virtually July 2nd and 3rd. For more, visit thechandlerproject.org.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Chris Chmielewski is with us. We're going to be talking about, what's going on with the border crisis. So much happening there, Chris. I mean, and it's interesting now that they're looking at... You know, we see when people are coming through the border, what is left behind. I mean, environmentally, it is a mess. I mean, there's just so much that's happening in the border. It's like, where do you start with the human devastation and what's left behind and what they're doing, you know, to ravage the land that you've got all these migrants going through.
Yeah, and first, thanks for having me, but it just speaks to the hypocrisy of those in Congress and the Biden administration that are just kind of turning a deaf ear to what's happening down on the border. And, you know, they claim to be concerned about climate change and the environment, but a study found that each migrant that crosses the border illegally in the United States drops about 6 to 8 pounds of trash on their way. And these are environmentally sensitive areas. There's some nature preserves down along the border between both Texas and New Mexico and Mexico itself. So, there's species down there, but they're showing absolutely zero concern for it. And finally, the Republicans on the Natural Resources Committee in the House last week finally called them out on it and held a huge forum. Just to discuss some of these issues and show some of the pictures and the trail of garbage that's being left by these illegal border crossers.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're seeing video of, you know, what they're doing and how they're ravaging the land. But this is, again, one of those things that are being – there's so much about this crisis at the border that's being overlooked. And, you know, we keep talking about the job that the mainstream media is not doing. This is part of it, but even the administration, they're not addressing this, Chris, are they?
No, not really. In fact, they just announced the full termination of Trump's Remain in Mexico policy, which is so pivotal in trying to keep these illegal border crossing numbers down. That's what's really driving the surge. Folks cross the border illegally, and they know that if they get caught, they just enter in an asylum claim, and it's going to be 3, 4, 5 years before they have their court date hearing. And then they just simply don't show up for their court case. And because we're not really enforcing interior enforcement laws, they're able to disappear into the United States forever and ever and wait for the next amnesty passed by Congress.
Yeah, but until then, I mean, think about what kind of quality of life and how compromised their life is. They're living in the shadows. They have to rely on local justice. They cannot call 911. You know, they probably have some access to, you know, whether it's health care and some other support, you know, from the government, from we, the taxpayers. And, and here they are. They're there. And then the taxpayers resent them for being here illegally and kind of mooching off the resources of our hard work labor. And, you know, this is not a win-win proposition. There's a loss of dignity that is all implied here. And it's just not right. And here we are as a people who are compelled to do this because our government has done this illegally. I mean, it's one illegal matter after another. And, you know, here you've got people, immigrants who come here and they're resentful because the people are resentful towards. I mean, this is a bad recipe all the way around, isn't it, Chris?
It is. And it's cyclical. And what again, the irony behind it, what you just mentioned are the same arguments that the pro-amnesty advocates use for Congress passing an amnesty. And that's they're living in fear. They're living in the shadows. They can't use public services. They're being resented by the legal citizens and permanent residents that are living within their communities. And that's why we have to pass amnesty so we can bring them out of the shadows and make full participants in our society. Yet, again, if they continue to allow 170,000 people cross the border illegally, and we know it's more than that because that's just the number that's being apprehended.
That's just in 1 month, right? That's just in 1 month, though, isn't it?
And that's just in 1 month. Yeah. And again, that's 170,000 additional people who basically disappear into the United States and, again, have to live in the shadows and have to kind of hide from law enforcement because of their border policies. And there doesn't seem to be any. It's every single time the administration, we heard a couple, but that now the administration is finally starting to think about using expedited removals for family units. And so that would turn back many of the people who are crossing the border illegally. But then the next day they announce full termination of Remain in Mexico policy, which requires asylum seekers to stay in Mexico before they can come into the United States. So it's like every single time they take one step forward, they take 3 or 4 or 5 steps backwards.
Exactly. Chris, how can they live with themselves, especially when you see the video? There was this video this morning I was seeing of this young girl. I mean, she was out in the ocean. I mean, by the grace of God, she survived by herself. I mean, her parents put her on, you know, this floating device to be out there. I mean, you've got to be kidding me. And this is going on with these young kids all the time. And what is it? The Democratic Party just feels like, oh, that's just the cost of doing business, that it's okay to sacrifice the lives of these young kids and the future of these young kids. I mean, what is it going to be for these young kids? I mean, they don't have their parents are on the other side of the border. And how long is it going to take to reunify these families, if at all, or hopefully they're going to end up with some relative, or worse yet, they end up with somebody that, you know, puts them into some sort of drug running operation or human trafficking.
Right. And I mean, that's the question that needs to be asked. But the ones to ask are mainstream media. And as you said earlier, they're largely ignoring the story. So nobody's really putting them under any pressure for it. The Progressive Caucus will argue that the best way to deal with the situation that you just described, the situations you just described, is to fully open up the borders, allow anybody who wants to come in. The moderates are hiding under rocks, so they don't have to deal with this. The people that are between the rock and the hard place are the moderate Democrats who happen to live in some of these border areas. And you see them being a little bit more outspoken, but still they're scared to put pressure on the Biden administration. They're kind of, you know, they're walking on eggshells from that perspective.
You got to pardon me, because this is such idiocy. It really is. I think about the humanity here and how we're mistreating these families and these young kids and the danger that we're putting them in for what? For a political end? And meanwhile, you've got people dying at the border on the way, and then they think, oh yeah, if we open the borders, what are you going to tell me that the cartels are just going to, you know, fold up their tent? You're going to tell me the coyotes are just going to fold up the tent? This is big business. There's no way that's going to fold overnight. I don't care. You can say, okay, we're going to open the borders. The coyotes are going to still find a way, and the drug cartels are still going to find a way to control that asset. They see that as an asset. They're making money off of it. And whether or not America is cooperative right now, they're taking full advantage of these idiotic policies. And they are. I mean, these are just far and away. I mean, they make stupid look good. That's how bad this is.
It really is. And the sad thing is there's really no end in sight. We might start to see we should be getting Maine numbers. In under normal circumstances, we would get May Border Patrol apprehension numbers probably before the end of this week. But my guess is they're probably going to be big again. So the administration is going to drag their feet and delay, and they'll get dumped like next Friday at 4 p.m. when nobody's paying attention.
Yeah, they need to be called out for this, Chris. Chris, we just got to keep calling them out for it.
For the sake
of these young kids and humanity and what they're doing. You know what to control the, they can't control the government through reason and through debate. They have to compel people to do this. So we're going to import a lot of people to change the face of America, people who have not been educated on the ways of America, the Constitution. And this is what happened. I mean, case in point, you look at California today. California is the poster child of what the Democrats' ambitions look like across the other 49 states of this country.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you're seeing states stand up, especially the ones along the border, but you've got, again, you know, every state is a border state right now.
Right, exactly.
What are they doing? They're relocating the migrants. They, you know,
they're flying up to the northern states. I mean, come on, at the people's expense.
The country.
It's incredible.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, right. I mean, you come here and you're put into, you know, 4-star hotels and at the people's expense, and it's like, where are you coming up with this money? And, you know, the spending has got to stop, the irresponsible spending. I mean, we're already over budget, and then you got a president saying, well, that's not enough. We got to do all in the name of infrastructure. Let's talk about $6 trillion. You know, we're being, backed into a corner here where there's little bit of room for us to, to move in. I mean, sooner or later, you know, something's going to break down in a big way, Chris. I don't see any change here as long as we're dealing with the Biden and Harris administration.
I tend to agree. Like I said, I don't see any end in sight to this. Maybe a little bit of relief from the hotter weather over the summer, but it's just going to re-spike in the fall as temperatures cool back down again.
Well, and you think about it, there's going to be some people, they're going to be so desperate that even the heat's not going to stop them. And then what are we going to look at? How many more people are going to die on their way to the border because there's such desperation? That's the thing that's being increased here, is this level of desperation, sadly. And of course, the coyotes and the rest of the people that are drawing benefit from it will be happy to take full advantage at the people's expense. Chris Chmielewski.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you a